Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and good evening. It is Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. It is Friday night insight. And come on, the England boys. They are playing. That's why we're at the earlier time of 7 p.m. the night of the usual 8 o'clock spot. Because, of course, England will be playing Scotland. Now, because of the earlier time, I'm in my bed because my children are still running riot downstairs and they plan to watch England, so I get booted out. You never know, we might get a run in from the young McCarthys before the night is over. As you can see, though, because I didn't get to do a show with this guy earlier in the week because of certain things, we thought we'd bring him in for the Friday. He's even got a bit of personal news we'll dive into in a second. Louis Dangle, the Wonder Kid. Wonder Kid no more. He's making moves.
I am making moves. Yeah, if anyone hasn't seen my Twitter, I'm leaving WrestleTalk at the end of June. I'm going to be starting in a new role that I think I'll be the biggest person to ever have this role.
Terrible joke.
So for those that don't know, I'll be taking the job that Alex used to have a couple of years ago.
That I created, not just had. I made it. You wouldn't have your job if I hadn't have made that job.
Can this news just be about me? Can I just have my moment? You've got to make it all about you.
I actually was in the middle of, I wish I could show my phone. That's actually what I tweeted back to you, your tweet. I was going to put, well, you know, about you, but about me. Exactly. Anyway, go on.
No, so I'll be leaving at the end of the month to start a new role, Give Me Sport, as their lead WWE guy, basically doing all their interviews and all of their WWE content. So very exciting times ahead. Sad times as well, because it means I'll be leaving WrestleTalk. Wrestling Daily, future up in the air at the moment, but decisions will be made.
Oh, we'll have you to the start date at least, right?
Yeah, you will. So I'll be here till
another month, maybe at least.
No, like 2 weeks.
Is it? When do you start? Yeah. July the what?
July the 5th.
Jesus Christ, time is creeping up on me. Either way, man, massive congratulations. I've said this a million times. What Louis does at his age is outrageous, really. I mean, I was just a fuck up at 20, but the kid is out there. He's been grinding, even during university. He's put himself in the position to get this job. Don't get that twisted at all. It's only what he's done at WrestleTalk that has then allowed him to get, and he didn't even apply for this. I don't know. This is obviously your news to share, not mine, but essentially he got headhunted, even though you might not want to say that, but I'm going to say it. So that's a testament, man, to what the kid has been up to. He's desperate to follow in my career path. I think it's a tremendous thing. I can't speak highly enough about what Give Me Sport did for the beginning of my career. But just looking at what Louis is able to accomplish at his age, I didn't even start Give Me Sport till I was like 27. So Louis is precisely 7 years ahead of me right now in the game. And man, I couldn't be prouder of what you've been able to do, Louis, man. Well done.
I appreciate that, man. And as I said to you privately, but I will say again publicly, I think a lot of the work that I've been able to do has been, as well as the people at WrestleTalk, who have been amazing to me, but you as well, people like you and Sean, who I can always turn to for advice or for guidance. You guys have been amazing, so I appreciate that. But I very much enjoyed all my time at WrestleTalk. I'm sure you will see me on WrestleTalk's platforms occasionally from time to time where things permit. So, yeah, it's not a goodbye. It's a we'll see you down the road, as they call it, and I'm sure we will all work together in the future.
The most cliche thing you could think of there, was it? I liked it.
It was. It really was.
And yeah. Matty has become a new member of the Wrestling Daily. And man, he should have been in the top three. That guy, he's been supporting us for since day.
He's been waiting for the England-Scotland day to get in our heads.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. He's trying to throw me off, man. Where's your England shirt, man?
I've got to be honest, I don't really care about England.
That's terrible from you.
I've got to be honest, I want Andy Robertson to just absolutely tear Reece James tonight.
I'm so... Right. Get out. We don't tolerate that on this stream here on Wrestling Daily. That kind of behaviour. Louis needs to take a time out and reconsider his natural pride. I'm going to welcome him back. I hope you had a
England.
Chance. There he is!
England!
I told you, the naughty step works here at the McCarthy household.
And come Louis on, England.
Louis being my oldest offspring, he's done extremely well.
Exactly. England.
So we are gonna do Q&A tonight, as Louis put out on Twitter earlier. If you have any questions about Louis's new career move or anything like that, get on it. Get in there. Louis, apparently...
I'll share what I can.
You need to make your bed, apparently.
But it's made. It's like a little bit... I've got to be honest. I've got a pair of pants on my bed.
Most wrestling podcasters and stuff, you know, they've got toys. They've got merch. Louis's got pants.
Well, I was just... I was getting changed and just chucked them on my bed. My bed's made. It's not 100% neat, but it's made.
Did you make it?
I had my jab today, my COVID jab.
Yes,
and I've been a bit of a tired boy. I felt completely fine till about five when I went, I'm a bit tired now.
Yeah. So the arm's sore.
Arm's fine. Arm's completely fine. Honestly, no flu, no headache, nothing, just a little bit tired. But to be honest, it could just be because I didn't sleep very well last night. So it could be anything. But I'm feeling all right.
Are you not wearing pants?
I am wearing pants. I just changed pants.
And that's... And then so you put the dirty pants on your bed? what are you doing? What is this?
I've dug myself a hole now, haven't I? I am wearing pants. I can show you. I won't show you.
No. I'm going to trust that, and I'm going to let you off since you had your jab today. But as you say, you've had number one. I believe you're saying number two is going to be in the books before SummerSlam.
So... This is very interesting, actually. Pete had his first before mine, but it's having his second after mine.
Yeah, well, he could rebook.
He could.
You can cancel it. I've been doing that today. I've been trying to get it closer. Like my first and my second jab was meant to be in Wembley, which, you know, I think it's about 10 miles from where I live. And then I went on rebook today and I could get one in my town's hospital, which is like 0.5 miles.
Oh, when is it?
So at the moment... Although I am almost certainly going to cancel and then try and get it closer. But at the moment, it's the 5th of August.
Okay, mine's the week after. So, interesting.
They say it takes about 2 weeks to get the antibodies and all that stuff into you. So, it's just about the right time for SummerSlam.
Exactly. I mean, I've been umming and ahhing because do I want to be 20 in Vegas? I don't know. But so we'll see. But it was like, okay, I wasn't expecting it to be that soon. The main thing is All Out. I'll be because which I'm definitely going to be going to. I will be vaxxed by, fully vaxxed. So that's the main. And I'll be 21 by then as well.
20 in Vegas might suck. Not going to lie. But I was about to say I didn't get ID'd when I went there, but then I'm old as shit compared to you, so I wouldn't.
I was going
to
say.
But there you go. Whoa! Don't traitor me off. Forgotten Wanda Zurbex. How dare you? England forever, my friend. There you go. Nick knows. So anyway, I haven't really got to
England.
This point, but Q&A. That's one thing we're going to do tonight. You've been getting your questions in on Twitter. And we will take some from the live chat. But also remember, if you want to steer us in any direction, you know, you might want to talk about Roman in Hell in a Cell tonight with Rey Mysterio on SmackDown. You might want to talk about Hell in a Cell this Sunday. Anything. You can get your Ultra Chats into WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. You might even just have a hot take. So let us know what you're thinking, guys. And then, I totally misread what he said. He's calling you.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I didn't see that. And I was like, what are you talking about?
I rushed. All I saw was Alex and Capitals Traitor. I'm sorry, Wanda Zubex.
I mean, am I the traitor for not support? Am I the traitor for not supporting England? Am I the traitor for leaving WrestleTalk?
I think he means England. But what I will say, I'm probably not going to talk football that much, but like I support Newcastle, yeah. But I feel more when England play. Even though they're more frustrating to watch, I feel more for England.
I honestly couldn't care less. I don't know whether it's because I'm not fully English.
Like, but you're not Scouse either.
Oh, I'm Scouse. I'm not.
No, you're not at
I'm
all.
Scouse.
Not remotely. So how do you feel more for Liverpool?
Look, I'm Scouse.
How do you feel more for Liverpool then?
Because it's week in, week out, Gareth Southgate's just a shocking manager. I just don't care for England. I if Trent was playing, maybe. If Hendo was playing, maybe. But they're not. So why do I care? And I just think people think it's coming home. It's not coming home. There's no chance it comes home. England are going to get knocked out in the next round.
There is a chance.
There is a chance.
There's not no chance. We have. If I was another country and I looked at our squad, I'd be like, oh, they're pretty good. Honestly.
Yeah, but if I looked at our manager, I'd be like, we're fine. Yeah. If I looked at our defence, I'd be like, you're fine.
Just for anyone joining us, of course, since the numbers have soared since we've started the show, Louis has announced his departure from WrestleTalk. That will be taking place in early July. He's heading Forgive Me Sport. If you have any questions about that, we still have questions.
I have had some comments asking if it's like a work part of a WrestleTalk storyline. It's not.
No.
Some people were like, good gimmick. We haven't had a leaving WrestleTalk gimmick and like it's mentioning true. Another company. And I was like, no. This isn't a gimmick. I'm not like, I'm actually leaving. It would be a good gimmick, wouldn't it? I messaged Adam. Well, I tweeted Adam. He was like, oh, congrats. And I was like, hey, can I get on Quizzlemania next week as like a send off? And in as many words, he told me, fuck off. So,
sure.
Good fun. You got a shooting shot.
Yeah, absolutely. For anyone who doesn't understand the context here, it's a very like poetic thing because I started Gimme Sport back in the day. That was like my first real job in journalism as an NBA writer. And then I basically worked my way up and built their US/WWE side. And I became the first ever WWE lead. I then left it to a guy called Ollie Browning that I had hired myself. And then he has taken it for a few years that I've been at TalkSport. And now that he's leaving, he's handed it off to my Wrestling Daily co-host and Wonder Kid, Louis Dangor. How funny is that? I think so, it's very cool.
We went for the WWE like media day in Stratford. And I went for lunch with Alex and Ollie. This was the first time I met Ollie. And I could tell it was like Alex had like reunited his like two kids from like two different marriages. They were meeting for the first time. And he just felt like this proud dad. Like Ollie, it was actually Ollie. So we were sat on a bench outside. Ollie and I were either side of each other. Alex was like in the middle of us. He was like some sort of like proud dad. But it was, I think, yeah, they obviously like that as well. They know that I'm coming from working with you. And it's like a little like lineage. It'll be who's next? Who's my
Honestly, it makes me happy to think that because that was one of my main worries when I left Give Me Sport. You know, the same as if I left TalkSport tomorrow. You're like, oh, you know, what's going to happen to everything that you've done?
I mean, if there's an opening, give me a shout.
not planning on it. Well, leaving. But yeah, it's cool. Like, obviously, I trusted Ollie. Then I trust you. It's. I feel good with my quote-unquote legacy. Anyway, enough about that. Let's get into the titular news, Luigi. Please do fire away.
So I guess this comes into the breaking news last night that Roman Reigns versus Rey Mysterio, which many people assumed would be the main event of Hell in a Cell, in Hell in a Cell for the Universal Championship, has been moved to SmackDown. No word why. Dave Meltzer said in the Wrestling Observer, there is no word why. There were loads of discussions and it was just decided yesterday. Unclear why. Some have speculated could be because Fox are unhappy with SmackDown's ratings, so they want to boost them. I'm not sure how to put what stock to put in that, but the general consensus is we are unsure why. However, Andrew Zarian is reporting that USA Network are not happy with the decision, which I will read the direct quote as to not misquote him, but essentially you can understand why they're like, oh, why is Fox getting the Hell in a Cell match and we're getting some like DQ finish with Shayna Baszler and Alexa Bliss? Like, Where is the, well, like, why? So Andrew Zarian tweeted today, I can tell you for a fact that USA Network is very unhappy that the Hell in a Cell match is happening on SmackDown. I'm not going to say they are fuming, but they are very unhappy about it. For you, Al, why? Have you got any, not even idea, but anything you can speculate as to why the hell this match is going to be on SmackDown? And how do you feel about it? Because I'm not too bothered.
I'm not mad at it. Oh,
Thing is, commercial breaks will hurt it.
Yeah. I mean, I love it when TV is, like, you know, less predictable. When these matches, you know, typically they're saved for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. So I think there was a stat today. This is the first Hell in a Cell on TV since 98, which I think was a Raw with Austin and Taker, I want to say. But I'm all for that, right? Switching it up. I don't think the reasons are well thought out at all. I don't think they've particularly, you know, they've got a plan in motion. I think yesterday they've just gone, oh, you know, let's, you know, switch things up, keep them guessing, pop a rating for SmackDown. But as far as the networks go and, like, that relationship to WWE, like, I heard that both of them were upset with SummerSlam being on the same day as Pacquiao Spence in the first place, right? So I don't think WWE are particularly making them happy anyway right now. And I can imagine this is another reason for USA to be like, oh, come on, like, throw us a bone here. But...
And I mean, I did tweet this yesterday, and I do think that it has some stock. If anything in WWE warrants the benefit of the doubt, it is anything Roman Reigns related. I'm not saying this was the first choice or the first plan, because I don't think it was.
No.
But I think if anything in the company is like, okay, they will think of a way to get out of this, think of a way to make this work. It is the Roman Reigns stuff. So I'm not too worried, because I do think that they will make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. But to me, the obvious reason that they didn't think about this far ahead is that they would have announced it before, right? Like, they would have done it earlier in the week, I think.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that this has, like, always been the plan.
I know you're not. I'm just saying, like, from my interpretation of what's going on,
yeah,
I don't know really what the direction is or what the plan is for that. Like, does then Roman go into another Hell in a Cell on Sunday?
For what it's worth, Meltzer's report did say that Roman will not be wrestling at all. As far as he's aware,
that's
Roman
will not be wrestling. Strange decision to have your hottest act off the pay-per-view, in my opinion.
Maybe the idea is, like, people have the network anyway. They have Peacock. If they're going to watch it, they're going to watch it. If not, they're not. But, like, people would tune in. Like, I know people would tune into SmackDown. I know you don't always stay up, but will you be staying up tonight for Hell in a Cell? Okay, you're considering it, whereas before you'd probably be like, no.
I've got a long day with my kids tomorrow. Like, I'm off work this weekend, but I never want to stay up too late if I have the kids all day the next day. Yeah. It's unfair on them. But
okay, bad example.
I still might. Because
I bet there are people that will tune in for that, whereas Hell in a Cell maybe not. But something I did want to bring up as well, it's a report from Fightful Select about WWE pitching, about the networks pitching several ideas, kind of maybe leading credence to what you mentioned earlier about USA and Fox not being the happiest. They're, like, wanting some creative input. So obviously on the show yesterday, you covered WrestleVopes' tweet about Cyber Sunday and King of the Ring and sort of themed shows like that coming back, which Fightful has corroborated, saying WrestleVopes reported WWE looking to utilize more themed shows. Fightful has learned that Fox, USA /NBC were a big part of the push for this to happen. And there are several other NBC Sports integrated pitches being made. Among those tie-ins with NASCAR contingent around a major race that integrate race cars and star drivers. Another pitch included NFL night for the launch of Sunday Night Football with football-themed matches and angles and NFL players and commentators around. There were also a Wrestling World Cup pitch, which is self-explanatory and will involve all brands. Another pitch NBC had is for Points Month, where wins, signature moves, and other things rack up points for wrestlers. I'm not going to lie, not many of those ideas sound very good. The World Cup one, maybe that could be quite cool.
That's basically like what we thought.
The Saudi one was going.
Yeah, basically that's what we thought that was.
And then Shane won it. Did he win it?
Yeah, he won it. You better believe he won it. And it wasn't like a national thing the way they, you know, we thought it was going to be either. But
it was just American guys.
I mean, why are these Why are these networks pitching stuff to WWE? Like, why?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Maybe, and again, I do want to stress, this is just speculation. Do you think this could have anything to do with Hell in a Cell being moved as a way to try and boost ratings? Maybe the brands are unhappy.
They have got the NBA playoffs tonight. You know, I know both of them have gone to Game 6. Bucks, Nets, Clippers as well, like, you know, hanging on. There's a lot going on, man. Like, I always wonder, though, like, are you going to go all out to battle that, or do you kind of just take the L and go, everyone's going to, you know, like, I don't know, do your thing?
It's a difficult one. And on the note of the networks having an input, I believe, and I may be mistaken, the 24/7 championship was a USA Network idea. I believe it's been reported that was.
It did something for R-Truth. I'm not mad at it, but I mean,
it's not a great idea.
It's not a good idea. But
of those things, I'm Sean noted, none of the ideas are great. Let's be honest, none of them. Like, they're all like cross promotion. Let's try and get like eyes on the product, which I get. But the Wrestling World Cup was the only one that I'd be like, yeah. The other ones, like, points were like signature wins, and no, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The original Bound for Glory was pretty much like that.
It's Vince Russo. It's Vince Russo back in town.
I'm not against like ideas and trying stuff out for WWE.
No, of course.
And, like, trying to freshen it up, but I, at the same time, like you said, a lot of these things just haven't stuck. You know, Raw Underground, like, for whatever reason, I know a lot of people speculated it was COVID, but for a lot, you know, whatever reason, that didn't stick either. Sometimes I think with wrestling and WWE in particular, like, they try a bit too hard to be kind of, I don't know, revolutionary or whatever. But like, I think, you know, you look at AEW's simpler is better approach sometimes. I know that they've had like, you know, the Orange Mimosa match and things like that. But generally speaking, the formula of the show isn't really that complicated. Whereas WWE, I think, are always looking for that next kind of thing that's going to catch fire, but really it's just a good wrestling show will draw in the people. They need to concentrate on that first and foremost, to be honest. But there you have it.
Put on good wrestling and people will be happy. But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm never going to say no to people having creative ideas and pitching them. Like, I mean, hell, even on Wrestling Daily, the amount of ideas that I've pitched behind the scenes that have been like, nope, that's crap. Nope, that's crap. And then one or two are golden eggs that you find. So, I mean, for every 10 ideas, 8 are crap and 2 are great. So it just happens everywhere.
Golden egg, you say? Well, look at our emotes in the bottom corner. There is.
Why do you think I did it?
come on now. I'm not giving you that credit. There's the good egg right there and the emotes for the rest of us. Look at Louis throwing around his good money. Look at the Daily Boys coming in there. And, of course, Steph Chase as well. And Angry Me, for some obscure reason, I still contest that. Should be love and all kinds of stuff floating around.
Is that not Goldberg you?
Probably is. Yeah, Goldberg me indeed. But either way, you can become a member like some of our great people. Look at these in the chat right now. Cyclone, he's a member. Lizzie Stallion is as well. Chucking up those emotes. So is Bubba. Gay Crusher Forever. There's a great community here. You can join it too. Get into the description of the video. There is a link that tells you exactly how to do it. So come aboard. Join the gang. Me and Louis will throw you a little party, which will be really hard right now. But we will try, and we would love to have you. We love the support we've had thus far, so thank you very much. Guys, Luigi, I have some Ultra Chats, and believe it or not, you are the first one. Gay Crusher Forever says, Louis, congrats, mate. Wanted to say, I've always thought how well you handle yourself for 20 years old. When you filled in to host when Alex was off, you were so professional. Also, I'm a Liverpool fan and also has a bit of an England burnout too. There you go. You've just bonded right there in an Ultra Chat.
We have. No, thank you. I do appreciate that. I enjoy hosting the shows with SB3 and Steph and whoever. They're good fun, but I enjoy being with Alex too. It's nice to just be like, all right, you lead.
A fun tidbit that I'll chuck into that is the first shows Louis and I ever did together were actually for Fightful, which I don't know if you can still find on their Patreon. Maybe you can. And we did like retro reviews and Louis was the lead. It was a different role reversal that we did at that point.
Fightful had a better understanding of their talent and who were real stars. So that's why they put it in that.
Is that why they took you off as well and you don't do it anymore? Ah, look at you, mate. Come on now.
Okay. I need to get better. I like you're quite good at like being snappy quick. I need to get better at like, right, quick response, go.
You're a young lad. Matty says, hey, Alex and Louis, I'm round my friends tonight watching the Scotland game. You mean the England game. In brackets, he says, you are gonna destroy us. These derbies hardly ever go that way.
What's your score prediction? What's your score prediction?
Two nil, England.
That's I'm going for 2-0 as well. I think it'll be quite boring to start, quite pragmatic, and then we'll get a goal before half time and one after half time.
I think we'll get a goal, and then you know eventually they have to come on to us. And then as it opens up, we've got devastating.
I'll tell you what. Robbo is going to cause problems. That guy, best left back in the world, without question. Luke Shaw, who? Reece James is going to be like, oh, what am I doing? No. Robbo will show you how it's done. He's not a bad player, but he's not Robbo, and he's not Trent either.
No, he's not Trent. But then I think I've made this very clear. Time's gone past. I would have preferred Trent to be playing. I was lobbying for him to be in the squad.
Because you understand football. You know how football works. Trent can win you a game on his own. Can Reece James do that? No.
And weirdly enough, that's why Southgate has Trippier in. Anyway, let's just... That's how much he wants to work him in. But let's move on because there's going to be loads of people in the chat who are like, what the hell are they talking about? There is a Q&A section coming up, Louis. Are you going to get up the tweet that you sent and then you'll be able to read the questions?
I shall do that. I have to be honest, my phone is going absolutely crazy at the moment.
Well, it's because you've got notifications upon notifications, my friend.
My tweet banged, I've got to be honest. Right, let's go.
Yes.
So, we have one here from Abhinav, regular caller in on Wrestling Daily's calling show on Tuesdays, who says, football-wise, do you think England should start Sancho and make Foden a 10?
And here we are.
No. Okay. To be honest, quite a few are football-related. I don't think Foden should start for England. Hot take. He's not in their best 11. Sancho should be the right winger. Grealish should be the left winger. And Kane should be up front. A three-man midfield of Rice, Henderson, /Bellingham, and Mount. Not hard. Just do that. Foden's great. He's absolutely great. But Sancho's better.
Terrible take.
Poor take.
I like all the players Louis's talking about. I don't think you can lose, right? But for me, I think Mount in the 10 is much more effective than anybody else because of the work rate. He actually fits in nicely to make a 3 rather than being just that kind of 10 who looks to find the pockets, which Foden would be great at. But I think in a pragmatic kind of Southgate system, Mount actually is the perfect 10. He's proved a lot of people wrong over the past year. I would find a place for Sancho, but Sterling's playing really well. And I love Foden. I think he's got that mercurial kind of magic that, you know, it's really hard to replicate with age and how he's come into his own. So, in short, no, I would keep Mount in the 10. So there you go. Louis, what's the next one?
Agreed. He has another question. Wrestling-wise, what has been the most disappointing wrestler, as in their stuff is just boring in 2021?
Oh, wow.
I have one.
Go on, then.
It's going to kind of upset me to say it, and you're going to be mad. But compared to 2020, I haven't been as into Drew McIntyre's stuff as I have been in 2021. I think the continuation of the Lashley stuff post-WrestleMania, the Goldberg stuff, like I think they have been losing to The Miz. I haven't been as, and his new history teacher gimmick, which he seemingly got, I haven't been as into Drew stuff. And I do think that Hell in a Cell should be the last time he challenges for the title. It will be a draft. He should move over to SmackDown and feud with Roman and feud with Seth. I think there's some good options there. I just haven't been as into his stuff as I have been, in, especially compared to last year where we were sitting there being like Wrestler of the Year, top babyface in wrestling. I think that he's fallen slightly from that.
What about the Sheamus stuff? That was great.
That was great. That was great. But I think because Sheamus is putting bangers on with other people.
And the match with Lashley at Mania was great. I thought. I hear you.
Yes.
Comparatively, I just like...
Yes.
Read the question again. Is it like who... Read it for me so I can...
So the exact word verbiage was, who's been your most disappointing wrestler, as in their stuff has... as in their stuff is just boring in 2021 so far?
I know why you've picked Drew. I wouldn't, but I know why you have.
And it comes from a place of me loving the stuff that Drew has done and being so hot on him last year. I think this continuation of the Lashley stuff has really, it hasn't done anything for me. And I just think it's getting a bit much. They'll probably put on a banger likely now in the main event of Hell in a Cell. So that'll I'll probably change my tune.
I see a lot of people in the chat saying Bailey.
Cody Rhodes.
Yo, Cody's a shout. Yeah, I've really, like, considering I thought he was the hottest babyface like 18 months ago, Cody is a shout. I hear Bailey in the chat, and I I can understand that because she just hasn't been doing what she should do. That's not her fault, but I can understand it. Yeah, they would be my two front runners, probably, Bailey and Cody. But Cody has much more control, and he's been much more featured. So I would say he actually should win that. But yeah.
Yeah, Cody is the one booking, well, not booking, but he has a very big say in what he does. So he's not, Bailey's issue is she just hasn't been on TV for that much. And like WrestleMania being off that card, Cody's been on every card on every show. Just the stuff he's done hasn't really hit for me.
The Shaq match was good. Other than that,
And today's a pretty bad day to be saying this because Brandy has just given birth. So congratulations to Brandy and Cody. But your stuff has sucked this year, quite frankly.
Nobody can really dispute that, I'm afraid. Well, Cody, I'm sure, would. But there you have it. Louis, moving on. What's the next one, mate?
This is from Kyle Bacon, who says, do you think New Japan and WWE will get a deal? And what would that do to AEW/ROH?
Well, if they do get the deal that WWE wants, that would do a lot, right? Because they'd become the exclusive North American partner. And thus, things would look different. But I don't think, not on the terms that have been discussed anyway, I don't think WWE get that deal. I think New Japan would be happy with what they're doing. And Tony Khan seems to be very confident that their relationship is going from strength to strength and they have big plans. So, yeah, I would not, I don't envisage it personally. Lou,
I agree. I don't think it'll happen. Riley says Shaq says he wanted to wrestle again over the summer. Yes,
Shai.
Yes,
has come in late. Can you give Lakshai a brief breakdown?
For anyone that doesn't know, I'm going to be leaving WrestleTalk at the end of the month, moving on to the lead WWE role at Give Me Sport, which is a very exciting prospect for me. It means I get to do more kind of interview stuff and more in-depth, pieces, which is kind of the stuff I'm interested in. I've loved all the time I've had at WrestleTalk for the last 2.5 years, which has been absolutely crazy, hosting shows like this and getting to be on Quizzlemania and getting to work with the amazing website team, doing my first interview with WrestleTalk, getting on TV for WrestleTalk, which is pretty cool. So it's been a great experience, but yes, I will be moving on at the end of the month, starting with Give Me Sport next month. But I'm sure I'll still be in contact with the Wrestling Daily team. But if I don't continue that, that's kind of up in the air at the moment. But if I don't, I will be around, I'm sure, popping up here, there and everywhere.
And just remember, guys, if you have anything you want to say, we're going to finish this show in about 20 minutes just before the football gets going. If you have anything you'd like to say, get your Ultra Chats in and the mods will get them in our pause. Louis, what's the next question, mate?
So this is from Riley, who says, Shaq says he wants to wrestle again. Do you think AW should try and work out a deal for him to wrestle at the Grand Slam New York show, maybe against Paul White? It could be a big media draw and might bring in some casual fans. Yeah, I kind of think if they want to do that New York show, it's a big show. Getting the big show, get it? Ha, ha, ha. We'll be good.
Yeah, if it's there, why not? Right? Like, you know, people have spoken about it long enough. I'm sure it would still hold some luster to some people. Why not? Why not? Mm-hmm. What's the next one, mate?
The next one is... Do you think we see Sami Khan on AEW in the last few Jacksonville shows? I know he's booked against Kenny Omega at Slammiversary. I don't think so, because we didn't see Rich Swann there. We didn't see Moose there. So I very much doubt we will see Sami Callihan there.
AEW go about their own business on their own TV shows. You know, I feel like for the Impact World title, they feel that that is for Impact. So leave them to do that. It's fine. Hopefully you come up with some good stuff for Impact show. You know, we saw Steve Macklin make his debut this week, which I thought was pretty cool. I spoke to him earlier this week and he was talking about how he's finally got the character that he actually pitched to have in WWE. So things going good in Impact from what I can see. But as far as, you know, Kenny and building contenders for him, we were talking about this with Steph yesterday. I just don't think they have anyone who's like legit hot enough to make a big deal out of it with Kenny. But he'll have good matches. And that goes for Sammy as well. Sammy and Kenny will definitely have a good match.
Agreed. Like if Sammy came into AEW, he'd be like in that, I guess, like Ethan Page, Scorpio Sky, like that mix, as opposed to the Kenny and the Moxley and the Pack and the Phoenix and that mix. So I just think it is that, and I get why AEW's made that decision. A question here from Abshek, who says, what do you think are ways for a wrestling company to grow in reference to AEW? Does touring help, or a consistently good product, or launching games, or having a spectacle like Brock Lesnar, etc.? I kind of think all of the above. You need like the good wrestling product, the stars that are recognized. Like, I think it is no coincidence that Mark Henry and Big Show don't wrestle, but they're plastered all over AEW's like posters for when they're touring for stuff. Same with Sting, same with Christian. Like, I know they wrestle, so it's a bit different, but they are the recognized name, so they will help. And I think that helps. Touring helps, getting to internationally as well as domestically. But yeah, having your big names there and just putting on a consistently good wrestling product. Because we have seen before with the likes of Impact, listen, you can have a fantastic roster. You can have a fantastic, like people on there that everyone knows. But if your product's crap, people aren't going to watch it. So I think AEW is doing the right thing at the moment by focusing on what they do best, which is great storytelling and great wrestling.
I think we've said this a few times, but back in like, I don't know, 2009-ish, TNA had an unbelievable roster, especially if you look back at it now, right, and what everyone went on to do. It's one of them where it's like, man, how did they miss? But we all know what kind of transpired there. And I think you're right. It is everything that goes into making a great product, right? Like WWE, in terms of being a business, nobody could touch them at all. But to get to the point where they got to, they had to be a hot commodity. And they were once upon a time. They became a global sensation because of what they did with the Attitude Era and beyond that, basically. That was the hottest point of the business. WWE is a phenomenon ever since. For AEW, I feel like they've done things all the right way. The shows are good. That's the main hook, the main, you know, the main sales point, if you like, is that they will get hot crowds and ravenous fans because they're very loyal to a very good product. They're bringing in good names. They're making good names. They're setting themselves up properly. To me, as a wrestling fan, I don't know what there isn't to like about it. So hopefully they continue to grow. Because if you see Dynamite then rivaling like a Raw number or whatever, it's only good for everyone. Things start to get touchy then.
This is the conversation that people often have. How far off do you think we are for either Raw coming down or AEW coming up to the point where they're getting similar numbers?
Well, not that far, I don't think. It all depends, right? Like, you could turn on a flip of a dime. Becky Lynch could come back to Raw and that could be 300,000 viewers right there. You know, like, WWE do have that in their locker. But I do think AEW is, in terms of continuity and actual quality of product, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that says Raw is better than Dynamite right now. So give it time. Normally, like, if you put on a good show, people will watch. So you have to hope that if AEW can keep it up. And by the way, I say this as AEW haven't had a great couple of weeks, but
it's difficult for them though. Like, the DVR numbers are great, and it is like late, like 10 p.m. I know Americans think that's late for watching wrestling shows. Alex and I have to stay up till 1 a.m. to watch our shows. But no, I get it. It'll be interesting when they get back to Wednesday nights, because they've had some great shows recently. It's just that they haven't been watched by many people live. I'm sure that the DVR numbers are great and things like that.
Well, I mean, I think the Dynamite 2 weeks ago I thought was pretty poor by Dynamite standards.
Was that the Andrade Dynamite?
Oh, I mean, I said this clearly. I hated the way they debuted him, but yeah, I think.
I loved it.
I didn't.
So I thought he could do with entrance music, but I thought pairing him with Vicky Guerrero was like genius.
That's fine. The way they did it, not so great for me. I like the pairing.
The way they did it wasn't amazing. Like, he could have had entrance music, but I was just very excited to see him in AEW. I think it's going to be really cool.
Could have been much more emphatic for my liking, and I didn't like how, you know, Vicky actually announced his name and stuff, and then there was just a massive gap between him walking out, the announcers being like, is it, and it's just like,
they needed entrance music. Like, I don't know why they didn't have them, but hey ho. I'll ask you, do you think, right, if AW wanted a pairing with a manager, a female manager, that a call was put out to Thea Trinidad first?
I don't know, because the more and more I think about it, and Tony Khan would hate that criticism of like, oh, you know, you just took what WWE had. And although, like, objectively speaking, everybody would say that was a good pairing, right? There's not going to be many people who go, oh, Tia Trinidad and Andrade aren't or weren't great together. But I think from an AEW perspective, if they think, oh, we can make it our own and we can, like, set aside from what he did in WWE and, like, build him fresh, that is what they would prefer to do. And I've got to be honest, it's probably the right option. It really is.
I love Tia.
We know this, it's well documented. I love Tia, but I mean, let her do her thing now, man. Like, she, whatever she does, you know, the rumors of managing Rock's daughter, which would be massive, obviously in NXT and stuff. So let her do her thing, man. She'll shine wherever. She's great.
She's incredibly talented. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting nonetheless what happens with Thea Trinidad. Next, one from Sean Parry, who says, apart from Samoa Joe, which other release star or stars have returned to WWE or NXT? I tweeted this week, but I can see Aleister Black coming back now.
Well, you can, just judged off the, you know, how he's been since he's been released.
It's a combination of things. How he's been since he was released, the conversations that have happened supposedly within WWE based on reports of them thinking he was released prematurely, just how positive he has been, the fact that we know Triple H was high on him. I could just see it happening. But I could also see him turning up at All Out or something.
It could
go either way, but I think he's one likely. I could see Braun Strowman turning up in the future. I don't think anytime soon, but in a year or two, like you're telling me Strowman will be in a Rumble or something, or they'll announce it for a Saudi show, or Strowman will be back.
I think so. I think Strowman will be back eventually. I don't really see him fitting in anywhere else. Not that he couldn't. But he just, I don't know, he just feels like a WWE guy. Aleister Black.
I mean, I could see him doing a lot of non-wrestling stuff, like the strongman stuff, maybe even
Hollywood. But I mean, in terms of a wrestling promotion, like, I don't see him in there like AEW tomorrow. But Aleister Black is one of those guys who could go anywhere and do anything. His work is that great. He literally could go to any promotion. But I agree. Yeah. I think, you know, Tia, obviously, looks like she's heading back. We don't know. Nothing's confirmed. We haven't seen it, but it looks that way. And I think, you know, maybe there's money in putting them together, wherever that might be. Maybe that's where the money is. But I still think he would like to go back and write his own story potentially. And if it's a Samoa Joe-esque return to NXT, you can't hate it. You can't hate it. I'd love to see Aleister Black back there.
Agreed. We have a question here from Tom Talks Rubbish, who says, I'm an aspiring interviewer. What is a mistake you feel new interviewers make a lot and can be easily prevented? Best interviewer, shall I answer first?
That makes no sense. Well, you're not even the best in WrestleTalk.
Who else interviews in WrestleTalk?
Exactly. Exactly.
You go first. What do you feel?
If you want to go,
I didn't have an answer. Right. I was being a spin-off.
I guess the best way for me to answer that would be like to look back at the mistakes I felt I made early in my career. One thing I've always done is like prep hard. That's not just about, it's not just knowing the person you're interviewing. Who have they spoken to lately? What have they said to them? Like, you know, there's all kinds of intertwining things that you know, you need to find good questions. That's what makes a good interviewer, in my opinion, above all else. Building a rapport is very important, you know, being affable, being likable, those are all very good qualities. But to me, if you can't get, you could be the best talker in the world, but if you can't get anything tangible from your interview, or you haven't got something that no one else has got, then what was the point of the exercise? It's around that. I'd say research is very, very high. Also, and I say this as I'm on a long rant, like it's not about enjoying the sound of your own voice. Like put it over to, you know, the focus is on them. Let them speak. Don't try and be too overbearing. There's a lot of interviewers who like want to come off as experts as they talk. And they'll be like, and you know, they just rattle on and on. Just like, let the people hear who they want to hear. So there's a lot of different qualities that go in to being an interviewer. But I think in the early days, I was used to be really nervous. And I remember my first ever one that I proper fucked up was with a...
Who was your first ever?
Ever was a WNBA wrestling player. Oh, wrestling was a Big Show. Big Show.
Okay, that's pretty big.
It was a good one. It was a good one. But... You know, and he was lovely as well. But the first one that I ever did was for a WNBA player, which is like women's basketball. And you'd think it wasn't a big deal, but I was working for like the NBA partner at the time. And I just mucked it up so bad where like I recorded it twice with her and I fucked it up where I didn't actually record it on my phone. It was awful. It was so embarrassing to go back to her and be like, it didn't record again. You know, like I was just so new and crap. So after that, I always learned like, no. I have a whole system now of how I get things ready. You know, the prep and research, that is crucial. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah. I agree with you. Like, I think you have to understand these wrestlers, they're not just interviewing with Alex in that day. They're interviewing with Alex and 10 other journalists. So you can not only have to think about who has asked them questions lately and the questions they've asked, but maybe some out there questions that they don't normally get asked and won't get asked. So it is different from the content that people are going to be putting out as well. I think that's important because they'll appreciate that as well. Like Matty Paddock, for example, his interviews, they're probably like no one that like the rest is like will be like, this isn't anything like I've had before, which they'll probably appreciate. And I think you also have to look at what the interview is, hit your points as well. Like, why have you got the interview? Like, if you've got Bailey before Hell in a Cell, you know why they've given you Bailey. So hit your points. Hit your, all right, Hell in a Cell this weekend, blah, 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 blah. And just don't make it about you, because with all due respect, people aren't coming to hear what you've got to say. They're coming to hear what Charlotte Flair's got to say, or Bailey's got to say, or Bobby Lashley's got to say. And I think just, I don't normally get nervous because I talk to anyone. I'll talk the legs off anyone. I'm quite happy. But just treat it like a conversation with a friend is what I've realized, because that's the best way to do it. Just be like, all right, let's chat. There happens to be a camera there. There happens to be people filming it, but let's have a chat. It's not going to be some sort of interrogation where they feel like they're under a flashlight being like, all right, tell me everything. Just make them feel comfortable, and then you'll feel comfortable.
I mean, that's the key in having a relaxed sort of open thing as well. And I think part of that does lend itself to you knowing what you're talking about. That's another thing. Like, they can feel if you're a fan by the questions that you ask and the way that you talk, and obviously that you have like an investment in what they're doing and their career. It just makes things a lot easier. So there's a lot of good things. And I honestly believe it's all about reps. The more you do it, the better you get. I am like night and day to my first interviews now. But one thing that's been a constant throughout is the way that I ask questions. Without a doubt, that's always been like the backbone of what I do. Like, you have to make sure you get those interesting questions that you can make a good story from. And that is something that I've always prided myself on. But the rest of it, that comes with time, without a doubt. Oh, we got a run in from my McCarthy girl.
Oh, hello.
Go on. Oh, no. Oh, what can you see, girls? No, you can't just hide there and not come on.
Hang on. Oh, we got matching England kits.
You know it.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Yeah. And you're wearing the same kit.
Yes, sir.
That's cute.
Can we put tongues away? Huh? Say hello.
Tongues away.
Tongues away.
And hello. And who's going to win tonight?
I am.
Okay,
I am.
That's not what I was looking for. Look at the lipstick she's got on, by the way. It's terrible. Who are we going to watch tonight?
Terrible.
England!
England! There you go.
England. Yeah. England.
Yeah, just as excited as your older brother. Are you going to sit here, girls? Yeah. Let Daddy finish the show? All right. There we have it. Go on, Louis. What other questions we got?
England. Right. Who is your favourite child?
He's a silly boy, isn't he? What is he, Ali?
Is it me?
Boy.
He's a silly boy, you heard it.
Can you have a go
on the microphone? This is my job, woman. Sure. What are you talking about? Absolutely not.
Right. Who is the dark horse for Euro 2020? And we can ask the girls this too, who they think is going to win.
Ali don't know what day of the week it is. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's Friday.
My birthday.
It's not your birthday yet, you fibber. Yeah. It's next Sunday.
Yeah, my birthday.
No. What's on the back of your shirts, girls?
Turn around.
Oh, there you go, Harper.
Yeah, I don't have a football shirt.
Oh, you're very non-compliant, Halle Berry. There you go. Right, enough. Hey now, you're making this a terrible viewing experience, girls. It's not your birthday.
The comments are loving it. The comments are loving it.
It's not your birthday. Stop making out like I'm depriving you on your birthday.
Daddy, can I have the microphone for a little bit?
No, you cannot have the microphone for a little bit. Not yet. In a minute. This is the terrible idea. We're on the closing straight here anyway. Get off!
This show has fallen apart.
It's disintegrated. Oh my god. Oh my. Not happy birthday for the last time.
Right. Happy birthday.
Why are you singing happy birthday now? Stop. No, it's not happy birthday. Why?
Happy birthday.
Why did you? Anyway, enough of this, because I am going to have to take this downstairs for the England game. This is a great comment, by the way. Can the McCarthy household coexist? No is the answer. No is the answer. But anyway, oh God, Hallie, she's off now. She's jumped away. She's run away.
She was not very compliant with what you wanted to do. I got to be honest.
Was she?
No.
No. Get off. Microphone for you later. Right. Thank you very much, everyone who's tuned in for this chaotic finale to this episode. Once again, what do we say, Harper? Congratulations, Louis.
Congratulations, Louis.
I mean, that was...
Thank you.
I think the gist was got, but have you got better than that?
Yes.
What are you going to say then?
Oh, I think
okay, that's not what... No. Congratulations on the job, my friend. Obviously, we look forward to you starting with Gimme Sport and doing all of the great things you can do there, man. You know, Louis with WWE Access is going to be very interesting for me to see. Hallie's brought a boat. Of course she has. Can you take the boat? Can you put it in your room? Go on. Go on. Yes. No. So I'm very much looking forward to you doing that, my brother. Congratulations again. I'm sure everyone in the chat will echo that. Please shower Louis in the love and congratulate him on his new role. Good luck to him. Well, you know, maybe we're going to have to find a replacement for Louis. Who's going to throw their hat in the ring? Who is going to do it? Who wants to? You two?
We'll get,
do you want to replace Louis? You want to replace Louis? You want to replace Louis?
Yeah. Hey, Gary on the ball.
All right.
Are they going to be like the people that either give me sport to in like 5 years?
Maybe, brother.
Maybe.
What are you doing? I can smell my daughter's done a poo as well. That's excellent. Right. I better change this before England get going. We thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. I'll be back on Tuesday with Louis, I think. Please stop breaking down this boat as I'm trying to talk. And I will see you. No, actually, it's pay-per-view week.
It is. I'll see you Monday.
I'll see you Monday. Very nearly didn't do the show. Tuesday for the call-in, again, will be 7 p.m. and my children will not be allowed upstairs. See you Monday, 8 p.m. for the pay-per-view post-show of Hell in a Cell. Have a good weekend. No thanks. Good luck, England. Bye-bye.
England.